The process of securing funding for the crush facility in Volga wasn't easy. In fact, Lake Preston, South Dakota farmer Paul Casper attended more than 200 meetings to secure investors, sometimes up to 3 meetings each day.
There was a lot of interesting comments made about you never succeeding. We'll buy you for cents on the dollar. You don't have a snowball's chance in heck of surviving. This all for naught, but you're going to have a soybean plant, but you guys don't own it. When I say that, it won't be the farmer investor. Well, 25 years later, and expansions, and now we're doing oil, and now we're doing fish meal, and it's been a very, very, very interesting ride.
Casper served as president of the South Dakota Soybean Processors, LLC, for 13 years. During his term on the board, the farmer helped organize the Minnesota Soybean Processors, LLC, as well.
You know, that's one thing, is you get the money raised, you get the thing built, than having someone to be able to make that thing profitable. And we were lucky enough to get pretty good folks in there on the management side. And so, that made it a lot easier when we came down in southwest Minnesota to have meetings down there about building a soybean plant. A lot of those members, half our members at Volga are from Minnesota.
Casper's interested in what happens with the proposed soybean crush facility at Spiritwood, North Dakota. In fact, chairman of the board for the Minnesota Soybean Processors and president of the North Dakota Soybean Processors, Bruce Hill, says the equity drive will be closing soon.
With the change in management, now we're doing it the way the board thought it should be done, and we're going to get there. We're going to do it. 60 days, in fact.
Casper is the recipient of the 2019 Governor's Ambassador Award for his work in launching the South Dakota Soybean Processors, LLC. He will be presented with the award July 11th in Sioux Falls. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.